This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Everybody's concerned about the election of 2024, and we're mostly thinking about President Trump. But I want to look at the House for just a second. And the reason is the misinformation that's going around out there is just ridiculous to me. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So here's one. It says, racists to watch in 2024 House elections. The Cook Political Report, a political forecasting newsletter, lists 24 seats as complete toss-ups, not leaning toward either party. Among those, 9 are currently held by Democrats, 15 by Republicans. So you're supposed to be really scared, because it's almost a 2-to-1 margin that the Democrats have less toss-up seats than the Republicans. Now, one of those has been resolved because it was George Santos, and they've already put somebody else, they will put somebody else in this place, and it should stay Republican. There was another analysis done by a different group that said of the 2024 House races, 22 of the seats are considered toss-ups. So, you know, is it 24? Is it 22? Does it really matter? But here's what I want to do. I want to read one of the things that they talked about in one of the articles, just to give you an idea of why you don't need to panic when you see stuff like this. Representative Anthony Desposito, a Republican out of New York, is listed as one of the toss-ups in the report that had 22 toss-ups. And here's what they wrote about it. Desposito won one of the traditionally bluest seats of any Republican, with New York's 4th District having voted for Biden in 2020. Now, before I even go further, let me tell you what my guy who does analysis of politics said when he did the statistical analysis of New York. He called me, he says, Kevin, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He goes, not only did the Democrats cheat, he says, our evidence shows Trump actually won the state of New York in the 2020 election. You're not going to hear that from many people, but Google it and you'll find something about it, and probably will see my buddy's information on it. Mathematical genius looked at the algorithms and said there's no way that Trump didn't win, that he got cheated. And he, in other words, he said Trump got cheated. I want to make sure that's clear. But he also said, we ran the numbers, and we believe Trump won New York State. That's phenomenal. But going back to this report, Desposito won a blue area of any Republican, one of the bluest of any Republican, with New York's 4th District having voted for Biden in 2020. As the House race in 2024 would coincide with the presidential election this time, Democrats are hoping the, quote, really, enthusiasm for Biden or whomever the nominee is will translate down ticket. Now, that says two things. One, they aren't sure it's going to be Biden. Two, they're relying on taking the seat back with the enthusiasm for either Joe Biden and or the Democrats. They said Desposito won a relatively narrow victory, 3.8 percentage points, meaning he's likely in for a challenge. Now, that's how they determine if you're leaning one way or the other. So when you hear, oh, the Republicans, they have so many more people that are, you know, voting and, you know, running, and then they're up for grabs in the leaning states. Really? If the Democrats can't cheat, they can't win. Okay, let me ask you this. 2020 to 2022, Joe Biden had 1 year where he ran on Trump's muscle memory, as I like to describe it. So if you were, how could a Republican take a blue seat from a Democrat in a state that Joe Biden won? And it, well, Kevin, it was a midterm election. Remember the midterm election that was supposed to be a red wave? You just saw it. See, Democrats put no money, no effort, anything into that race, and they got their butts handed to them. Anywhere Republicans truly fought them, they lost. The red wave was only where the Democrats could cheat. It's really that simple. Now, let's go back and look at what's going on with some of this other stuff. Georgia 2020 trust deficit is what this thing is. No forensic audit, 100 drop boxes, lack surveillance videos, 20,000 ballot images vanished, 13 election routers vanished, 10 Dominion tabulators vanished, Georgia's Secretary of State napkin math, yes, 360,000 ineligible voters. Go to uncoverdc.com. You can read all about it. They cheated. Kemp, the governor of Georgia, and Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, should be in jail over this. So here's what I would say to you. You tell me. I've already given you my opinion. It's a bit biased, and you've heard the show, so it's not like I can hide it from you. But what about you? What are you thinking? Do you believe, and if you do, please let me know. I want to know the error of my ways. What do you believe the Democrats can run on? If anything, please let me know. What do they have? They got a president who is the worst in history. He's embroiled in conflicts that are going to bring him down. Jen Psaki, let me play this clip for you with Jen Psaki.
Jen Psaki, you had this surprise press conference by Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Did it help or did it hurt?
Look, I think if you're sitting in the White House right now, you're like, please, Hunter Biden, we know your dad loves you. Please stop talking in public. This is not helpful to any of them for him to be out there. But at the same time, the president loves his son. That takes precedent over anything else. That is appealing. I'm thinking of the woman in your focus group who talked about family. He loves his son. He loves his family. He's worried about his mental health. But yes, the White House would like him to probably go away right now.
Well, she's right about that. They want Hunter to go away, but he ain't going away. We also had a Ferguson, who's out of Georgia, Drew Ferguson. He's not going to seek re-election, but his seat is safely Republican. We've got Kevin McCarthy leaving. Good. Good riddance. His seat is safely Republican. This particular story says that of the 22, that six of them are leaning Republican, and 14 of them are leaning Democrat. Of these toss-ups. Now, I don't know. Again, we got to look at who's who, but the numbers are supposed to be in the favor of the Democrats. Don't believe it. I'm here to tell you, no momentum exists with the Democratic Party. None. None exists with leftism. They are in big trouble, and that's why they got to give you the media onslaught to make you think differently.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Been a tough economy for a lot of people, and I don't know if you know this, but this is MarketWatch.com. They say there have been more U.S. corporate bankruptcies so far in 2023 than in all of 2021 and 2022. As companies continue to struggle with, you ready? High interest rates and a tight labor market. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you some things that the Democrats do. They're very slick. The Democrats set up the Republicans for failure. In 2020, there was a record number of bankruptcies. Why? You know the answer. COVID. Done on the last year of Donald Trump's watch. So all these companies go bankrupt, and of course all the employees get laid off. Then what happens? The Democrats come in and say, oh, look at the drop that we had because companies came back to life in 2021. And also, they claim that Joe Biden revitalized the employment and created 14 million jobs because people returned to work. They returned to building their companies. So Joe Biden lived on the muscle memory of Donald Trump in 2021, part of 2022. But then comes Joe Biden's real economy in 2023. And I repeat, there have been more U.S. corporate bankruptcies so far. By the way, this article was written in September. Then in 2023, then there were in both years, all of 2021 and 2022. S&P Global Market Intelligence has recorded 459 filings as of August 31st, which compares to 373 for all of 2022 and 408 for all of 2021, still well below the 639 recorded in 2020, when the pandemic forced many companies into Chapter 11. In August of 2023 alone, some 57 companies filed for bankruptcy. Among them, Proterra, a Burlingame, California-based maker of, I'll give you a guess, what industry do you think it is? Well, if you said electric vehicles, you'd be right. They make electric buses and trucks. That company failed. The company is a big supplier of buses to transit systems across the nation, as AP reported. Biden visited the company's facility. Not surprised. Biden visited the company's facility in South Carolina in 2021 to highlight U.S. electric vehicle makers. Remember this. We've talked about this before. Joe Biden has yet to recognize Tesla when it comes to electric vehicles. Refuses to even recognize the company, the number one car manufacturer in the world, and he won't recognize them. The company said it's taking action to separate its business units to, quote, maximize their independent potential. Let me tell you what that means. The company has decided it can't make money in electric vehicles, but it can make money in diesel vehicles. So in order to stop the bleeding, it's saying we're going to break this off. And we'll see how, you know, if technology will allow us to keep things going the way that it needs to go. Because, not technology, but the wind and wheel of politics. Because they can't do it on their own. Separate its business units. It sells heavy trucks, vans, buses, and off-highway equipment in the U.S., European, and Asia Pacific markets. What is happening is these green weenie folks are bankrupting not only the United States, but the world. Now, you got to ask yourself, what's the agenda? What's the long-term agenda? If you know for a fact that you can't get away from fossil fuels, look, I'm no expert in it, but I'm expert enough to know this. And having degrees, you know, the degrees that I have, I can tell you, I've studied this issue enough to tell you with 100% certainty, we will never go away from fossil fuels. Never. You can decrease it. It would be like saying, we're going to go away from lumber. We stopped cutting down trees for fuel, but we didn't go away from lumber. We still use lumber. We still even use lumber, I know, hard to believe, to burn for fuel. You ever lit a campfire? Did you bring your fake logs or did you take real logs? Do you have a wood-burning fireplace in your home? Then you're burning lumber. You ever just had a pit, a bonfire? I mean, you can lessen your dependence on it, but it doesn't mean you get away from it. And just for the record, almost everything, I don't hold a remote control, your television, anything that's got plastics in it has petroleum. You have hair products? It's got petroleum. It's an entire industry around this stuff, and all people do is act as if, oh, it's a scourge. Drives me crazy because, look, I'm not here to protect the petroleum, oil and gas petroleum industry, but I'm here to call foul on stupidity. So this is what, there's going to be this mass changeover. They get, oh, by 2035, we will be 100% independent of this or that. No, you won't. You're going to be even more dependent on fossil fuels if you go that way. Yeah. More. And I don't care. People, well, one of my friends, he's big into EVs, and he says, Kevin, it's neutral. In fact, it's better because when your car, you're not using it, you could use it to charge your house in the evenings and then recharge. Now, I'm like, look, man, I know about loss. There's a thing called loss. And it means anytime you convert energy, you're losing energy. So if you take coal and you decide, okay, I'm going to charge up my batteries, I guarantee you there's a loss. And the question is only how much loss. So converting energy back and forth, you're going to lose. Now, what's interesting, we'll talk about it down the road. They supposedly have done something in the world of fusion where they say we're creating energy. I don't believe it. See, I go by this principle that we all give off a certain amount of energy. And when it's gone, I mean, I can't give you more energy than your body can create. Meaning, oh, Kevin, you give me food and you give me fuel. Yeah, but your body has a maximum capacity for energy. That's it. There's a saying that there's the equal amount of energy in the universe since the dawn of man. There is no more, there will be no less. Now, I don't want to get into the science of it all, but that's what they say. Let's go back to these bankruptcies. The trucking company Yellow, another prominent name to go under in August, put a $700 million federal loan the company received during the COVID pandemic in the spotlight. They went out of business, and they blamed it on International Brotherhood of Teamsters, which in turn accusing it of squandering its bailout funds. Let's just say this, the economy's not getting any better under Biden.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The government in Iceland says in a statement it does not believe this week's volcano eruption will present a threat to life. Authorities say lava flowing from the volcano south of Reykjavik appears to be moving away from a nearby town. While world leaders discuss the prospects for peace in Gaza, there's a new confirmation about Hamas using a Gaza hospital to house terror cells. An interview with the manager of the recently seized Kamal Adwan Hospital hit the social media giant X yesterday. In it, the hospital manager detailed how Hamas kept terrorist leaders as well as fighting men safe inside the hospital during the height of the battle against Israel. Former President Trump's attorneys will quickly appeal a state Supreme Court's ruling to remove his name from the presidential primary ballots in Colorado. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If Republicans stand for truth, how do we get such horrible leaders? I mean, we look for people who are going to represent us and represent us in truth, and we end up with the worst people. I mean, outside of the leftists, but I'm saying our leaders are little more than leftist light. How do we end up with people who are so willing to bend to the will of idiots? I'm talking about people whose ideas don't stand the test of any time. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. That's what we have. We have spineless, gutless, eunuch, cuckolded men, mostly men, who do nothing for us. I would rather be led by a group of pansies, fairies, and elves. People like Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, many others, name them. Look at the various things happening inside America and ask yourself, how did we get here? And then look at that list of so-called leaders. These people disgust me more than the Democrats. And the reason is, Democrats don't pretend to care. They blatantly lie. You know, they'll tell you what you want to hear. Our Republican guys will act as if they want to represent us. They will essentially tell us to our faces that we're in the same court. And they will do one or two little things to lead us down the primrose path. And ultimately, where do we end up? Where we are. I'm disgusted by them. Go issue by issue. The border, perfect example, because the border is an easy place to start, because that's the sanctity of self. It would be like me saying, I've got a border around me. There's a space that few people can get inside of. This is human nature, folks. I don't know what your radius is, but if somebody gets 6 inches from you, they're invading your space. You will either move back or you'll push them back. Me, I go, whoa, get back. I don't move. I don't cede my space. I go, Hey, brother, get a breath in. Step back. A little too close. But we have that space. Some of us don't like crowds for that reason, because it invades your space. It is a human nature to say, this is my space. This is a space I occupy. You get in your car, you increase your space. You get in your home, you increase your space. You get in your business, you increase your space. If you've paid for these things, that is your space. It's where you're comfortable. So the idea of protecting your space is human nature. It's innate. We debate it.
Oh, well, they should be able to come in and do whatever they want.
Since when? I tell you what, the next person that tells you that, just encroach on them real quick. Get up on them and say, really? And watch what they do. They'll get you out of their space. Get 2 inches from them. They will...
What's going on?
Oh, you feeling a little uncomfortable? Why? Do you have maybe some space you're trying to protect? These are not difficult concepts. Put them into practice. Let me tell you what's going on right now. Two things are responsible for the Democrats losing ground. Number one is Donald Trump. He shouldn't be, but he is. The number one reason Democrats should be losing ground is because their ideas suck. Our ideas are better. Our salespeople are better at not only selling our ideas, but implementing those ideas, in which we are implementing them. The problem is nobody recognizes it. They don't recognize capitalism as a conservative implemented, you know, tenet or whatever you want to call it. They don't recognize it as good and good by us. They act as if it's bad because we're the ones who did it. So it's bad. Anyway, Donald Trump is the number one reason why we push back on Democrats. Number two, letting Democrats do what they do. That is the second most likely reason that the Democrats have lost ground. People have watched what they do. They've seen that these people, how reckless they are, how evil they are. And they've seen it waged against, you ready? The number one reason why they're leaving the party, which is Donald Trump. Now, we could go into a lot of reasons why Trump is the reason, because he had a track record. They seem to forget that. When they're arguing against this man, they're, well, if Donald Trump gets into office, then what? What? What'll happen? Are we going to have World War III? Are we going to enter a bunch of wars? Are we not going to withdraw from Afghanistan? Are we going to maybe inspire North Korea and South Korea to nuke each other? Are we going to make sure that the Arabs attack the Israelis? Is the economy going to fail? Are we going to have more crime? Are we going to have a weakened stock market? Are we going to have businesses that fail left and right? What are we going to have if Donald Trump's elected president? Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. He already was. We know what we're going to get. Republicans, hello. Maybe you should remind the Democrats that we know what we're going to get. These are Republican swine. These are people that aren't fighting for you. And let me let you hear what Kevin McCarthy had to say. This is what really hacked me off while we decided to have this particular segment.
When I look at the Democrats, they actually look like America. When I look at my party, we look like the most restrictive country club in America.
Can you believe that? That has got to be one of the most stupid comments to come out of a Republican so-called leader's mouth I've ever heard. Is it any wonder McCarthy, guess what? He no longer Speaker of the House, so he's not going to run again. Now he's got his, he's lost his power, got his wings clipped. So, you know what, I'm just going to cash it in. To him I say, good riddance. We look like a country club, huh? I don't know about you. I've never been a member of a country club. I know a few. I will tell you this. The majority of my friends are not members of country clubs. Sure, there are some. In fact, I envy them. I'd love to be a member of a country club. I'd love to have that level of dollars that I could be a member of a nice country club and golf when I want and setters. I just never have. I'd be proudly be a member of a country club. And you know what, Kevin McCarthy? They proudly accept me. Really? Diversity? What does he think America looks like? This is what we're rating America by. Oh, they look like this? You know what the left is? They look like a bunch of buffoons is what they are. But that's what Kevin McCarthy wants us to look like. We're using this barometer. What does Kenya look like? The country is restrictive to Latinos, don't you think? I don't know. Has anybody queried how many Latinos live in Kenya? I'm going to bet you there's not a university study going on anywhere in the world, on the planet. Well, I said in the world, so that includes the planet. Okay, I got you. Anywhere are they studying, why is there no mass migration of Latinos or Asians in the deep, dark Africa? Nobody's complaining. Only in America do we get these types of complaints. And instead of McCarthy saying to these people, look, you don't measure diversity by color. You measure diversity in a host of ways. It's not limited to ethnicity. It's about culture. It's about creativity. I mean, there are many places. You know what I was looking at the other day? Y'all will crack me up. Y'all will crack up. The Rubik's Cube Championships. Have you seen this? It's a 40-minute documentary on these kids. You want to know what was not at any one of those competitions? There was not a single black person. It was dominated by Asians. White, a few whites and Asians. And it was an Australian kid. His name is Wimbley or something. He was the champ for a while. But then this autistic Asian kid became the champ. But let me tell you, a white kid became the champ on the documentary I watched. But it's 98% Asian. Is it racist? I mean, this is... McCarthy has no idea what America looks like. You want to know why? Because this clown doesn't leave the beltway. His circle is the intersectionality, if you will, of D.C. that is led by an inbred group of Cro-Magnon politicians, if you ask me, called politicians. They're a bunch of elitists. They don't care what color they are. Where'd you go to school? Oh, I know so-and-so. I clerked for this person. I did that. That's the inbred nature of politics. But he sees it as, oh, that's diversity. There's no diversity in D.C. They're all out to get us. Remember those, when Donald Trump got that standing ovation at the South Carolina football game? A college stadium full of leftist kids who stood up and clapped and cheered for Donald Trump. All walks of life, all nationalities, LGBT, whatever. That's diversity. And that's what Republicans represent.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Sometimes I was just thinking, in order to play catch-up, we just got to just do a hodgepodge segment. And I think we need to call this a hodgepodge segment. And part of the reason is, I don't really care that there are certain things that happen, but you need to be aware of them. And you may be, but they don't... For me, I can't put them contextually into an entire segment. I just think that there's information you need to know, and that's it. So here's part of the information you need to know, and this has to do with another Biden not paying taxes.
Well, look, I love to hear President Biden tell us all to pay our fair share and, you know, denigrate companies because he claims that they are profiting on his inflation. And then we learn that President Biden's daughter, Ashley Biden, owes $5,000 in income taxes dating back to 2015. Ashley was working at a Delaware nonprofit before moving on to help with her father's presidential campaign. Over the weekend, President Biden put this on X. Republicans may not like it, but I'm going to make sure the wealthy pay their fair share, Congressman. I hope he's including Hunter Biden in that, because according to the House Ways and Means Committee, Hunter Biden owes taxes as well.
Look, this is political BS. You know, he's in trouble and trying to win people to come over and vote for him. Let's go after the big rich guys. Guess what? The majority of Americans under the bill that went through under President Trump received tax relief. It helped to fuel the economy in a good and healthy way. Guess what? Your own son. You know, you want to speak to somebody about paying their fair share of taxes? It all begins at home. How about you pay your fair share? How about your son pays their fair share, who owed over $1 million in taxes, but instead spent them on everything else, but he spent it on, I hate to say it, but he spent it on escorts, he spent it on women, he spent it on exotic race cars, he spent it on nightclubs and casinos, yeah, and all kinds of different things, but he didn't pay his taxes. Why doesn't the president talk to his son about that? No, because it's rules for thee, but not for me. Americans are so damn tired of it. Maria, I'm tired of it. Let's have, you know, some fairness here.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I have paid all of my taxes and then some. And here's what I can tell you. I would love for the CIA, NSA, whatever, to look at my taxes. Every year that I worked, I would leave the money in there. And then I would, right before it was due to expire, I'd file. And they'd go, oh, well, you have filing penalties or whatever. And I can tell you this. It's safe to say I've left at least $50,000. It's more than that. But at least $50,000. And my thought process was, and when I did it was, you know what? I don't need the money, so I'll leave it there. I've overpaid my taxes. And you know what my reward was? The IRS knocked on my door for my nonprofit and says, you owe us $41,000 that you really don't owe, Kevin. And and let me tell you, the $50,000 I'm talking about was from years ago. Almost $8,000 in 2016 when I filed, the IRS sent me a letter saying, yep, you're right, Kevin, we owe you $7,800. But you were, they said you filed late. I didn't. We filed on time. It was a time when we could file an extension. They extended it 15 days or whatever. We filed on time. But they kept the money. But when they want to come after you for political reasons, they will make up a tax, which is what they did. You owe us $41,000, which they came back later, and I think I told you guys they reduced to $28,000. Hey, we did you a favor. We knocked off $13,000 off the money that you don't owe us. That's how this government works. Now, I'm just one little story, a little fish in the pond. Okay? But that's happening all over. Meanwhile, the Joe Bidens, the Ashley Bidens, and all the other Bidens, they get to do whatever they want to do with immunity. It's sickening. Let's move on. In another example of the sickness of leftism, this is an exchange between Josh Hawley and a professor. And simple question, simple Q&A, but this is how easy it is to get these people riled up. And this is how stupid academia, that I affectionately call wackademia, has become.
I want to visit with you, Ms. Maskey, but before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
That this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing them.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important.
Because of my line of questioning?
Because
so we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying that trans people exist by asking you if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think
so. So you are denying that trans people exist.
And that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this? Where
no,
they're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Those are the people educating young minds today. Wow. Let's move on. Donald Trump had an interesting exchange that I find kind of funny. Let's play this clip. Maybe we'll get to... let's see. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we get to this other one. Here's Donald Trump making an interesting observation. And by the way, he's telling somebody that he's responding to somebody who has shouted to him from his, from the crowd.
And who he says, what about Chris? Please, sir, do not call him a fat pig. We cannot call him. He says, what about Christie? He's a fat pig. You can't call. No, look. Please do not call Chris Christie a fat pig. Okay? It's not appropriate. Because you're not allowed to use the word fat. Use the word pig, but you can't use the word. No, we don't want to call him that. I don't want to call him that.
I don't know about you, but I like that clip. I like that Trump is humanizing the concept of this. He's like, look, don't call a guy. And he's at the end of it, he's being very serious. He's saying, look, don't call a guy a fat pig. Don't do that. I mean, that's just not cool. But he's talking about it in a way that you would. People wonder what his appeal is. That's his appeal. Oh, man, it's classic. Now, there are going to be those people, he called Christie a fat pig. Remember the vermin comment? We talked about it the other day. The vermin comment? Donald Trump called it because he said, we got to weed out the vermin that are inside of our government. He's 100% right. We got to weed them out. You know who else we got to weed out? We got to weed out these stupid so-called professors. That girl that we just played the clip on from Josh Hawley. Really? That's the person that's educating people. That's the person that's giving intellectual commentary. That is a person who is poisoning people. And we're going to do an entire show on would you believe where we are today? And it's going to deal with tech and other stuff. I'm going to do an entire show over the holidays. I thought about doing it as one of the ones that we do only for the Backstage Club. And we are building those. And I'm hopefully we will at least have one show that's dedicated only to the Backstage Club. And what we're going to do is we'll delay it. We'll do the show for the people on the Backstage Club. And then we'll do another show down the road with some of the same material. But because I want to reward the people that are helping us. Anyway, I don't know if we're going to have time for this other one. I wanted to talk a little bit about Ukraine. But you know what? Let's just play this one. It has to do with divorce rates because I think it's short enough.
I could not resist, so I had to look it up. From the Office of National Statistics, from a 2019 study, in ever-increasing numbers, we are now at a lesbian divorce rate of 72%. So the top 4 reasons that they are reporting getting divorced is feeling ignored, inequality in the partnership, adultery, and domestic violence. Personally, I feel like this lends some weight to men's arguments and complaints about how women are behaving in relationships. Because when you have lesbian divorce statistics that look like that, the girls are kind of telling on themselves.
You surprised by any of those statistics? I got to tell you, I was. The 72% or 71% divorce rate, ignored inequality, adultery, and domestic violence? Startling. Maybe it's not that toxic masculinity the left talks about, huh?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.